I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing.
Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron. We're here again. Tonight is Friday, and the date is the 12th. So it's the 12th of October, 2012. We'll see if Carrie's out there. Are you out there somewhere, Carrie?
I am. Hi, Ron. Yes, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the show. Here we are on bbsradio.com. We're on Station 2 tonight. I'm hearing a little echo of myself, BBS. I don't know if there's anything you can do about that. Anyway, let's see. We got quite a few announcements to make tonight. So, Ron, I think I will just jump into those right off the bat here. We are live tonight, October 12th, 2012. This is not an archive. And so let's see here. I've got my piece of paper of things that we need to talk about. So I just wanted to remind everybody that there are no Sunday intensives this month, October, with Ron doing his expos. And the next one, the LA one, has happened. And the next one, the New Life Expo, will be in New York. Not this coming weekend, but the following one. So if you haven't signed up for that and you are in the area and you can go by, that is a wonderful opportunity to meet Ron in person, go to his talks, and spend time in the Light Infusion Chamber. So that's the 19th, 20th, and 21st of October. And do you have talks on every day there, Ron? I'm not sure of your schedule for the New York one. Do you want to jump in here and tell folks a little bit about what you'll be doing at that expo?
Yeah, I have a talk each day. And have three different lectures, so it'll be wonderful. Then the next week on Thursday, I have a workshop. So if you happen to be around or live in the New York area, New Jersey or New York, we'll be doing that workshop on Thursday. And that's at the TRS Center. And they changed locations recently, so it'll be the new TRS Center. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay.
Google, find out where it is if you want to come to it.
Okay. And, Ron, if people are interested in doing that, do they need to sign up with you ahead, or how do people go about attending that? Do you know what time of day it's at?
Yeah, it should be around starting, I believe, at 6 to 9:30. And it'll also include our Thursday night decloning energy, so it'll run side by side with that at the last hour of the event. So it'll be wonderful. So we're still traveling here.
Sorry, go ahead.
We're still traveling, and we're hoping to get seated here, there, everywhere, and we'll be starting and be at the expo in 1 week. I hope to see everybody there. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so I'm still on the topic of next week, then. For those of you who do Ron's 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern calls during the day, the decoding and the water charging and the decloning and the entity removal, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, the Tuesday and Wednesday calls will be taking place. Now, Ron, you just mentioned, I know you had said you had the talk and you weren't going to be doing the Thursday call, but it sounded like you might be doing that call in the middle of your talk. I'm not sure if I'm understanding that correctly. So will there be a Thursday call for the...
Yeah, it'll be the week after the expo.
The week after the expo, okay. All right, so this coming Thursday, you're setting up. So there's no call on Thursday and no call on Friday next week. Okay, I'm sorry, I got my weeks confused there. Okay, so the next intensives, for those of you who are eager to get back on those, will be starting up in November. Again, the Saturday four-hour call will be November the 10th. That's the Ascension Preparation and Physical Healing 4 hours on Saturday, November the 10th, from 1 to 5 Pacific, 4 to 8 p.m. Eastern. And then the three consecutive Sundays, the 8-hour physical rejuvenation, physical body rejuvenation, where Ron removes the parasitic alien life forms that are living inside of us. Those dates are November 11th, 18th, and 25th. 11th, 18th, and 25th. So those three Sundays. If we do have any new listeners tonight as a result of the expo in LA, please do type, or if you've just stumbled upon the show on BBS, of course, do please type into the fast chat and let us know that you're new so that we can do a little bit more background explanation of anything that we're talking about tonight, because I know we talk to a lot of regular listeners and we're used to kind of just jumping into the deep end. So if you're new and you need more explanation, please let us know on the fast chat, or you can call in. We would love to have callers tonight. We're on Station 2, bbs.com/creationlightship for the Creation Lightship page here. So the numbers tonight to call in, and it is Paranormal Friday here on BBS tonight with Ron. The numbers are listed under the play button for Station 2. If you're in the U.S. and Canada, there's a toll-free number. That's 888-429-5471. 888-429-5471. If you're outside the U.S. or Canada, try area code 530-513-6472. 530-513-6472. So, let's see. I think that was everything I needed to say, Ron. So, are there any clearings you want to do? And I'll have a quick look. We do have some questions.
Sure,
so I see them now.
Let's do an emotional clearing for everybody. So, think of an emotional situation that encountered you, unless you encountered it. It depends how it started there. And so think of that situation. And here we go. So I'm going to do a clearing for you. So one, two, and we have to think of it, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. That should be almost completely released from you, and look at it now and see how your body's responding. You're still going to see it, but you want to look at the amount of tension, sting, sadness, anger, fear, whatever it would be that you've experienced, and it should be, you know, basically down to zero, very close to it. So I think I heard a beep there. We have a caller out there, you think, Carrie?
Yeah, that was a loud beep. I think we do. Is somebody on the line tonight?
Yes. Hi, Carrie. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Yes, I was wondering, Ron, if the crop circle was really a stargate where the spaceship, alien spaceship, would demolecularize and it would go through the Earth into the basement to their respective base, unload their troops, and then come back out again.
Are you still with us, Ron? Okay. Sounds like, oh, there you are.
Yeah, it's hard to, sometimes the buttons don't.
Yeah.
My fingers take now. So anyway, on my cell phone. Interesting theory there of how they got here and what they're being used for. Boy, possible.
Didn't come in like to do on the timelines,
and it can't become invisible. So that could be that could even be possibly a vortex. Everybody talks about how they can decode them and get wonderful information and everything else from them, which could be also true. But yeah, what is below the ground of that? So you know, I don't know. I'm sure anything could be a possibility with those.
Yeah, they have radiation in the crop circles, and I think when they're not activated fully, when they're fully activated, they could probably go through and demolecularize their ships. It's similar to where they can demolecularize automobiles and people and take them through a wall to the ship, adjust them, and bring them back again. And they're experts in demolecularizing and remolecularizing people and cars and their spaceships and things, too, for time travel.
Yeah, they are very astute at time traveling. So, yeah, it's a possibility. Something
that's
to
sort of
wrap
like
your head around.
Atomic energy that it can manipulate and put conflicts into the people and to take energies out for their people that they create, their aliens that they create from the dung pile heap, and they as synthetic aliens, and then they energize them through the conflicts that they cause from the timelines.
Yeah, I'm sure that's everything's possible. So
well, I guess if they're that astute about demolecularizing and remolecularizing things and teleporting things, and I guess they must be pretty advanced in this art and the skill of doing these things at a regular basis, and also future time and present. I'm sure they'd be pretty experienced about that by now.
Yeah, so that's some food for thought, Larry. We'll have to think on that one here. So,
okay,
great. So we have somebody who wants a pain clearing. I see that on Fast Chat here. So let's everybody think of some pain that you may have in your body, and we'll do a pain clearing. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so let's see if you have a critter in there, okay? Maybe you got some pain and you got a critter. Let's see if we can get rid of the critter. Here we go. You want to put your hand on it here? Well, maybe not. You don't want to feel this furry thing leaving or something, you know?
Recycle it back down your arm.
Yeah, so here we go. I'm going to get this out here. Here we go. One, here we go. Two, coming out. Three, it's out there. So just see if anybody jerked or felt a sensation. And we'll look for another one here. Maybe that was the husband. I've got to find the wife here. And then we'll get the kids. So here we go. And hopefully she's not too pregnant. Here we go. Get rid of the other one here. Okay, out. Okay, now we'll look for some kids. And you can now see how you're feeling out there. This is our sci-fi night, so we can do any of these things that's legal on this program here. And here we go, coming out. There's some more stuff coming out. And there we go, out. Okay. I don't see any grandparents, so we're probably okay. So we'll see how your pain is doing in your body, everybody. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thanks, Ron and Larry. Thanks for calling. So we have quite a few questions on the fast chat. Ron, I'm just going to start from the top. And Liz has she's asking for a sample entity release. She feels like she has an entity hanging around on her left shoulder. And she's also feeling, kind of a separate topic, a lot of animal spirits hanging around her. So do you think she needs entities off her shoulder, first of all?
Yeah, let's do that one, just see if you have something connected to your shoulders here. Just did our entity call tonight. And here we go. I don't think we work with shoulders, but we have people request a particular situation or area. Here we go, coming off your shoulders. And there, those are getting released now. Okay, and the next one, Carrie?
Well, she was just saying that she's feeling a lot of animal spirits around her, so that probably wouldn't be a release that you would want or a clearing that you want, but maybe you can take a peek and let her know if she's accurate about that.
Yeah, just see how she feels now, because sometimes the entities can look one way and be something else, so we'll just see if that tended to release it.
Okay. Thank you. So Josh has a question about entities also, and he's wondering whether they stick around through families for generations.
They could do that, yeah. You know, they could be in a house that maybe somebody died in, or maybe you went to a funeral. And remember, when you go to a funeral, you're just typically thinking that you're just seeing the one person they're giving your respect, we'll say, to the person in the casket or whatever. Well, there could be entities that have hopped along that was in him from a long, long time ago or her, and then all of a sudden they can hop into you. So, yeah, entities can body hop through generations, very definitely.
Okay, and you just mentioned that the entity in a house situation, and Josh is wondering why an entity, and for any of you who aren't familiar with how Ron uses the term entity, it's the same thing that he means the same thing as when we use the word ghost, the emotional body of somebody who has died, and the emotional body still hangs around in the form of a ghost, and Ron calls these entities. So Josh is wondering, when a new owner buys a house, why an entity would still stay there when the owner changes?
Oh, it's because they may have lived in that house. Well, they probably have lived in the house, yes. They could even be not even attached to a body, like a ghost living there. And they might even like you. So as a new owner comes in, they may say, hey, I've been in this house for 50 years, and I don't like who's coming in here. And they could disrupt your peace in the house. Let's do a clearing here, or just a sample here. Let's take out your emotional body that everybody has, and we'll turn it into a ghost.
Oh.
Remember, it's going to be turned into a ghost because it's going to be not attached to you. And we'll just have it be in front of you so it can look at you and maybe size you up or something, you know. And you're going to feel much better now because as you get rid of the emotional body, momentarily for about a minute here, you're going to feel like all of your problems that you've had in your life and all your stuff is released. Remember, the reason why you have an emotional body is to keep your body from being destroyed by psychic attacks, people's mind energy. So here we go, everybody. We're going to take out your emotional body and put it in front of you, and you may feel like you weigh about 50 pounds less. So, here we go. One, and some don't want to come out. Some have never been left your body. So, this will be, I may have to go to 10 on this one here. So, one, two, oh boy, three, four, five, six. I feel like pulling off wallpaper. Seven, eight, and 9 and 10. So most of you just released. Do a little bit more. I think it'll be 20. 1, 2, 3. There we go. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So now your emotional body is outside of you. Hmm. And I'm looking at the clock here as it's ticking by. So we'll put it back in. We'll put it back in at 25 after. That'll give you a little reprieve. So you should feel maybe aches and pains leaving you. You might feel like you just are relieved. Maybe the pressure that you've been dealing with inside of your body is left, you know, anxiety, et cetera. So let's see if we have any comments. Maybe we have a caller call in on how it felt to have their emotional body released from them. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and I imagine it would be quite different for a person who has had the whole life emotional clearing versus a person who has not, because a lot of stuff would be being taken away versus not.
Yeah, so if you haven't had your whole life emotional clearing yet, this will probably be a clearing that's very, very impactful. You're going to really feel the difference. If you have your emotions cleared, then the baggage is much less, so not hanging on to that much stuff. But if you haven't had it and you're a feeling type person, you should feel like, wow, this is great.
Okay, well, thank you, Ron. So you mentioned near the beginning of the show that you have the talk, not this coming, this coming Thursday at the, next Thursday at the TRS Center in New York, and I think it was Liz is asking what that is, what does that stand for, and what is the TRS Center?
I don't know. It's a center that a lot of people know about in New York, and it's like a place where everybody goes to for classes and workshops and things like this here. Then there are practitioners who actually have a business out of the center. So ideally, there's probably, I'll just say, 10 rooms that people can go into with tables and chairs and things like this and have presentations. That will be a week after the expo, so that will actually be in 2 weeks from yesterday.
Okay.
Go ahead. It's the 25th.
25th, okay.
I don't know what TRS stands for, so it's something. It's probably some New Age name or something.
Right. Okay, well, people can Google that, and maybe if you get an address, we can announce that a little closer to the date. So looks like some people are having trouble listening to the show through the telephone line on the access code. So, BBS, if you're listening, maybe you could just check that number's okay for Station 2. Hopefully that'll be okay in a moment. Anne is saying thanks for the pain clearing earlier, Ron. She's feeling better. A clone question from Kevin, and Kevin is wondering, how do I talk my cloned friends into getting onto the clone calls?
Well, first of all, at the LA Expo when I was doing my workshop, I did have some people leave after they were decloned. So that was interesting. And some left prior, but not too many. They only lost maybe like 20 people, which you know, the room was really large, so which wasn't bad. You know, normally I don't lose anybody. This time I did lose some. So I'm assuming that the clones didn't want to leave the body. Although all the clones that we have released went to the light. So instead of being somebody's meal someplace, probably they were all saved. And other than that, if you're talking to your friends, they're not going to even understand about being cloned, probably, much less know about what the light is. So it really, it's up to them to kind of figure out what we're doing. And, they want to get their emotional clearing first, and you could probably help them out immensely by doing that 2,000-year barcode on them to get that off. So I got the address here. The address is 40 Exchange Place. So that's where it's located at. And it's in Manhattan. But you could Google it if you live in New York and find it. Most people definitely would know where it would be, and also have heard about it. there's only a few centers that's here that deal with workshops and things. So how's everybody feeling with their emotional body out of you? We went over the 25-minute mark, so let's bring the emotional body back in. It needs a home. Here it comes. One. It's probably already in you now. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go, everybody. So if you feel a little heavier, you feel like you don't like the way you feel, that's normal. That's your emotion. Let's do a pain body release now. So what we'll do is take out your pain body. And here we go. It'll be released from you. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. So that's that one's out. Question here I can see is, does the emotional body face forward? Yeah, remember, that's why we have the, it does. That's why we have the magnetic twisted body clearing, because these bodies can get turned, and as they get turned, they don't have healing. So this is why you want to have that clearing after you do a few of the full lifetime clearings. On the website, you want to start to do off and on that magnetic twisted body clearing. I would probably say maybe do 10 clearings and then maybe do that clearing after that. That way they'll all fall into alignment. It is on one of the other clearings now that we have up. You want to talk about that one, Carrie? I can't recall which sample it's on. Is it the body jump start that has that clearing?
Yes, yeah, it's on the body jump stop.
Oh, you could feel a difference if you did no clearings at all when you did that clearing. But the main thing is you want to get the bodies cleared. But they can be turned different directions and can cause you problems. So typically, you get the body corrected, and then you get it put back into you properly. And that's what that clearing does. It takes all of the bodies that are out of whack, in different directions, upside down and everything else, and puts them into you properly, and then all of a sudden everything's aligned with your spirit to do healing on it. What wasn't corrected or healed during the clearing that you have performed on yourself, doesn't matter how long ago you had it, whatever it did, we'll say take or stick at that time, will happen after you do that clearing. So it's quite wonderful to have that, because you can get back into sync again. If you did a clearing 5 years ago, you just get on and do that. Whatever did not take place would be put back in the proper order for your spirit to do a healing on you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. We have a few comments from people when you did remove that. Janice said that she wanted to get up and dance when you took the emotional body away. Liz is saying, very nice. Tammy says, it feels like postage stamps sticking emotions to me left. And Pat says her stomach feels less emotion. So does sound like, I felt something leave and something come back, but not, it was pretty subtle, but I knew you were doing something, but it's really kind of hard to describe kind of how I felt. And then we've got Joel with some advice for Kevin and his clone friends that he wants to get decloned. And that is to do the 2,000-year barcode on your friend, Kevin. And indeed, this is a really, really helpful barcode to get off anybody that you want to talk to about Ron and Creation Lightship information. And that is a free clearing on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. If you go to the homepage and scroll down just a little ways on the left below the green login key symbol, you'll see two drop-down boxes, and one of them is called Sample Healings, and that has the 2,000-year barcode. It goes back from now, back 2,000 years in 100-year increments, and takes this barcode off us. Ron, is that barcode on our body or our spirit or both? I don't think we've ever talked about that.
It's probably mainly on the body.
Okay.
And so you'd probably want to do it, I'd say, about four times if you do it on yourself or other people to actually get things rolling, okay? Otherwise, you know, one time may not be enough. Sometimes they're very thick on people. And a lot of things can happen. So you don't know. Maybe you're a nun. Maybe one time through won't do it. Maybe you're one of those people that, was in a religious organization or some kind of occult situation, worshiping the Beyondo, and, you got barcodes put on you because of that. So I would probably recommend doing it four times, even though it may sound like a lot, but you could run it off and on. And, at least try it twice. Do it on yourself, do it at least two times and see what it feels like the second time through. But to a friend of yours, if they haven't heard about CLS, very possibly four times is what you may want to do, because they're probably going to be pretty stuck in their belief. Or for yourself, you kind of already broke away and you were looking for more credible information about ascension and stuff. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. We have a few comments from your pain clearing. Ron, Nancy said, and this was about the emotional body, I guess. I feel better when emotion's not in me. Lila says the pain in her back has gone. And Martha is pointing out that the whole life clearings are essential. So a lot of the ones that you've done tonight, Ron, are samples of clearings that are available as whole life clearings, again, on the website, creationlightship.com. And Ron always recommends that we start with the whole life emotional clearing. And then the pain, there is a pain one. You did the pain sample, and I'm blanking out on what other ones you did, but there are quite a few invisible body, whole life clearings that Ron does samples of on the show. So let's see. Go ahead.
I'm seeing Judy where it says, feels like I'm in front of myself. You understand? Yeah, because you're probably using the emotional body to view life here. And so you took what senses life, which would be your emotions, and that now is in front of you. So that is very correct. Uh-huh. That's why when other emotional bodies come into you, you tend to, play their storyline, so that you live out their storyline. That's perfectly normal. So you would feel like your whole yourself is in a sense attached to that emotional body. So very possibly that would be correct, because you're viewing life through the emotion. So if you, Steph, let's do that here. Let's bring in the pain body again here. Fortunately, you can't leave them out. So when they bring you back your pain. Oh boy. Here we go. I'm sorry, people, but can't leave these bodies out. Otherwise, you would not probably be living,
Yep.
But here comes the body. Hopefully, it got some relief, or you got some relief. So, one, coming back in, two, three, four, and five. Here we go. Now, we're going to take your emotional body. Instead of having it be directly in front of you, I want you to look in your room that you're in and find the furthest corner in that room. And we're going to take your emotional body and put it into that corner. So it could be, little as maybe 5 feet away, or maybe as far as probably 20. And we're going to put it in the corner, and now you can view it. We'll stick it over there. So here we go. Emotional body's coming out, and it goes to the corner that you are looking at. And it will naturally come back to you in a couple of minutes. So here we go. I'm going to send it, release it, and move it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. But now we're putting it into a far corner. and just look at it. See if you can pick up something's in your room that wasn't there before. Might have a heat signature on it, possibly. Maybe it, looks, a little different to you. Maybe it'll probably look odd to you because you won't know. Maybe if you see a silhouette around it, it can look just like you. So whatever you're wearing or not wearing, it's going to have. And just see how you're perceiving your own emotional body. You can use your feeling body to look at your emotional body. Most people do that. And I guess we'll bring it back into you. So here we go. 1, 2, it's coming in. 3, 4, and 5. Okay, everybody. See how that's working for you. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So, Ron, do our invisible bodies, when they're not in our physical body, do they have a consciousness of our own? Of their own, I mean?
Yeah, they'll have all your emotions with it, yeah. Uh-huh.
But what about if we just, 10 minutes before the show, we did our whole life emotional clearing, does the body itself, empty of information, does it have a consciousness looking back at us from the corner of the room there?
It'll have a form, but it won't have a consciousness.
Okay.
Well, it's not a container, but it probably would not have much of anything attached to it, so it would look pretty invisible. So the more you have, let's see, if you haven't worked on yourself, it's going to look very, very dense. And remember, this is what people see at night. They feel things walking around in their house sometimes, haunted houses. Well, that's the emotional body. And they're carrying typically with them the reasons for being in that house. So if they died in the house and they loved to cook in that house, they'll have the energy of cooking. And they're going to carry that density with them. That's what they enjoy doing. That's an emotion. So the life experience is wrapped up inside of that body. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, we have a few questions over at clsquestions@yahoo.com that I want to read out before we get any closer to the end of the show. We have a request asking, Ron, if you would do a sample clearing for anything that we picked up from hugging people today, so shapeshifters, any critters, I guess, or any entities. So maybe you just want to pick
let's do energies that are now connected to your right hand and arm, okay? So we'll do that here. So we'll see if we'll touch with your right hand unless you're left-handed. But here we go. Take away energies out of your right side here. And we have the same clearing on the website, the alien critter went on under the alien attack page, the parasitic life form. So here we go. First, get rid of these alien energies. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So see how your right hand arm is feeling now. If it feels any lighter than your left side. Now we'll do the left side. Same thing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Hey, there we go. See how you're doing, everybody.
All right. Thank you, Ron. And the next question, is, if I run a 7-generational clearing, and there are lots of those available, and there's also the generic one, if I run a 7-generational clearing, will this affect, will this act or behave like a whole life clearing and benefit my parents and grandparents?
People living, yes, it will help them out. Yes, it will take away the issues that were in you that got left behind, that was very dense. So let's say that you do a whole lifetime emotional clearing, and you have 10 issues. You have, you know, thousands, but we'll just say you only have 10. You do the clearing, and for some reason, it only clears away 9 of them, and you got this one issue still kind of lingering. Maybe it got cut down a little bit, but it still feels like it's attached to you. Now you go in and you do the 7 generational emotional clearing, and that can work on the energies that are not completely cleared away from you. So then that will go up through your parents and grandparents, and that one particular issue that was not released after doing the whole lifetime clearing will be released from them. It doesn't do their whole lifetime emotions. It only clear away the stuff that is still kind of lingering with you. So, for instance, if you have a situation with a lot of anger and your parents had anger and you did the whole lifetime emotional clearing and you didn't really, you know, didn't get rid of all of it, and you still feel some anger, then by doing that, you might find your parents becoming more peaceful, along with yourself. So in a sense, it takes away energetic 42 with that. But basically, we'll just look at it as a clearing for the emotion. Everything here on this planet deals with energetic 40. But and then we release the situations and the agenda of all those particular things to the clearings, but they're actually a cording that you're connected with and to other people. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. so we have a third question. This one's from Janice over at the email question place, clsquestions@yahoo.com. And she's wondering if she still has cordings attached between her and the Wiccan community here in the Midwest, or the energy pools there.
For what you have done so far, yes, you have. It feels like you have about 40% of energy that they're connecting to you with. So doesn't feel quite as bad as it sounds, though, but there is some energy there, yes.
So what clearing would Janice do for that one, Ron? According to people?
I would think maybe the dark side practitioner clearing might be, since you may know the people. If not, then just do the regular curses, sexes, spells. That energy is just coming in that way. According one is mainly designed for maybe a person that's connecting to you. And here, I feel that there's probably about 200 or more people connecting. So I would probably do the other one, you know, the curse of sex fail. So that's kind of like a blanket clearing. You don't need to put somebody's name in it. You just know that stuff is happening to you, and at least you know where it's coming from. So that's what I would probably recommend doing.
And isn't there a coding to organizations or something? I'm trying to think what that does. What is the organization one?
Yeah, there is one of those. I can't recall what it is, but there is an organization clearing.
Okay. All right. Some comments, Ron, from when you put our emotional bodies in the far corner of whatever room we're in. Corey says, I sense those things in that corner that I don't normally see. And Tammy says, it picks up energies of objects in that corner. Amazing. And Jeff says, that was strange.
If I only took out maybe a third of that body, I mean, the body is going to relate to stuff, things, okay, objects. That's why it's in your body, because it wants your body. So if it wasn't completely released from you, then it would be like a remote viewer. I'm not telling you to go out and remote view with your emotional body by all means, but in a sense, it could be used that way. But you didn't hear me say that, and I wouldn't recommend doing that because you don't want to have your emotional body captured by the alien, or for that matter, have some soldier or somebody out there shoot your emotional body because they thought it was a ghost, or have somebody see it and capture it. Somebody doing some type of healing work may see you and think you're very powerful, because you would be in that state, and they could possibly want to bomb onto you. So I don't think you want to have that done. You'd be in deeper doo-doo than you are now.
Right.
And if you do have a lot of emotion, which means a lot of stuff, which is bad, then they may just see you as a powerhouse because you have so much energy going forth. That's how you have to look at it. But anyway.
Okay. I just want to make a quick correction on the notice. Thanks for typing this in about the conference calls. There's just one error in there. There will be Ron's conference calls this coming week on Tuesday and Wednesday. It's just Thursday and Friday. There'll be no call. So the courting call on Tuesday is going to happen, and the Wednesday water charging and healing the light ship, and those are the 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern calls during the week. excuse me. Liz is, in reference to Janice's question, she's wondering, what about white witches, so-called, you know, the ones that say that they don't do anything bad, they do good things. I guess Liz is wondering about being connected to those.
Well, they're still coming. And so you don't know what's behind the scenes there. Remember, they're still using mind energy. So once somebody uses mind energy, then they're using force of will because they're attempting to manifest something. So it all depends how you look at it, you know. But basically, it's all the same, under the same umbrella. That's huge.
Okay, I think I heard a beep. Ron, do we have a caller on the line?
Yes.
Hi, go ahead.
Hi, this is Marcy.
Hi, Marcy.
I have a few questions. One of them is about the nano clearing and the specialty clearing.
Okay.
I paid for the nano and the specialty clearing. Can you do the nano clearing and the specialty clearing, you know, to get it? After you pay for it once, you use it for a month, and then you pay for it again. Can you do that, or is that separate clearings that a person needs to pay for?
Yeah, those are separate. Those are separate. When you say specialty clearing, I'm assuming you mean the one that's called the special healing, that's the whole lifetime one for physical and body stuff, which Yeah, that's its own clearing, and then the natal barcode clearing is its own clearing.
Oh, I did the nano barcode a long time ago, and that's unlimited. But the nano, for the specialty clearing, he said we can do a lot of clearings on that, so if I paid for that, could I do the nano clearing, or should I buy the nano clearing unlimited?
Yeah, and now I get the clearing, what you're saying, On the special clearing, that's mainly designed for, or it is designed for somebody who has an issue that's not listed.
Okay.
Well, typically, you know, like, I don't know what I don't have on the website.
yeah, really.
maybe you have an issue where you are attracted to pets. So you're a person that goes out and retrieves a lot of pets and animals because they're homeless, we'll say, okay, abandoned. And so, and you're wondering why you're doing that. Well, you have an issue typically with that. I'm not saying that that's a bad thing to do, but, you know, if it gets overboard and you can't stop, then the issue is there. And so you want to release that energy away from you so that whatever is triggering that in you gets released. But the specialty one I put up for somebody who has a maybe a physical condition that we don't have listed. Mm-hmm. And so that would be what that one is mainly for a special healing that we don't have listed on the website.
Kind of like the generic seven-generation clearing you use for any seven-generational issue that is not already an established clearing in the
but
generational clearing.
But you still have clearing. To do the seven-generational. You can't do the seven-generational on the specialty clearing. That would just be an extra, right?
Yeah, you don't use the special clearing to dump in the title of any other clearing that exists on the website. It's not like a coverall,
a little bit of a gray area there. So, I guess a person would have to be specific. The other thing is, I've had a fear of getting pink eye, and my friend's daughter has it. And after 24 hours of being on the medicine, she's not supposed to be contagious, but I still have this fear, and she wants me to watch her tomorrow. And do you know that's a truth? You know, is it? It's supposed to be extremely contagious, and I don't want to do it, but I don't want to keep this friend from going to where she wants to go. So do you have a feeling for that or something like that? Or
I don't. What it sounds like, I didn't understand what the medicine was, but...
it's some kind of antibiotic for pink eye that they put in the eye, and she's taking it for over 24
hours. Sounds like to me that you're giving your power away to someone else to do something for them that maybe you're in fear of doing because of some type of situation that could occur. So I would probably just say I don't want to do that, you know.
Okay.
It sounds like it's possibly a test for you to become self-empowered to say no. Because what I hear from you is that you're having some anxieties and fear about doing something, and so don't do it. I'm sure everybody listening on the fast chat would possibly say the same thing, you know. If you have some concerns, and is the concern coming from your mind, or is it coming from your body, or is it coming from your spirit? There's something going on that is giving you a red flag. So... So you might look at that and say, gee, you know, if I'm getting this red flag, maybe I shouldn't go in that direction. So I think it's probably like a self-empowerment thing for you to see where you're giving away your energy to somebody else. And we'll see if anybody else agrees with me on the fast chat, but that's how I see that. If you get warning signs somehow and, you know, they're in technicolor, and for you now you're verbalizing it, it's on your doorstep, so I would probably just figure out a way to back out of what maybe you made an agreement with. You know, but that's up to you. But, you know, just from hearing what you're saying about doing or going someplace or doing something that doesn't feel right to you, that's what I'm hearing you tell me. That's what I understand. It may be something else, but I understand that you're telling me that you don't want to do
it's
something.
It's about something that's supposedly very contagious, and I... don't want to take a chance.
Well, then how do you, not, the only way to do it is not to do it, you know, to back out of it. So that's what I see. What if it was contagious? Are you going to say you wish you wouldn't have done it? Are you going to say, I really love this situation that I'm in, being contaminated because this is what I chose to do? And I am self-empowered to do this, and I want to do this.
Many years ago, I got poison ivy, and I was afraid I was going to give it to the baby I was taking care of, and she didn't get it, but I was afraid I was going to give it to her, and I couldn't take time off, and it turned out okay. So I guess I have to ask my spirit what I think I should do.
I don't know what to say. I would just, listen to what you're telling me, and, it's a concern of yours, so if there's a concern, then don't walk in front of the firing squad because they may pull the trigger on you, you know?
Okay.
So go somewhere
else.
Thank
you. All right, thank
you. That's what I would say, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. So, back to you.
Okay, well, thanks for calling, Marcy. So, Ron, I have almost 57 after, so we're probably at the top of the show here.
Okay.
So, oh, we do just have one quick question, Ron. I just want to sneak in under the radar here. Israel is wondering how many death barcodes he has, so maybe you can just tell him the number so he can do that clearing.
Eight.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, thank you all for your questions. Save them for the next live show. I think we're doing a show tomorrow night, are we, Ron?
Yep, we're on to the light ship.
Okay, wonderful. So Station 2, Saturday night, live on the light ship. BBS Station 2, 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern. So, Ron, thanks for all the samples, and thanks to all of you for your questions and your calls. And so I will just say goodnight right now, Ron.
Okay, goodnight, everybody. We'll let BBS get on here with the next program. Thank you. Bye, Carrie. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in.
Goodnight.
Later.